A Minerva man is dead following a single vehicle crash in Belmont County. It happened shortly before 8 a.m. today. The Highway Patrol says 38-year-old Joseph Farrell was driving a semi south on Patterson Hill Road in Pulteney Township when the vehicle experienced an equipment malfunction. The truck went off the road, entered a wooded area, overturned, and caught fire. Farrell was trapped and died at the scene. The incident is under investigation. Canton fire officials say a woman narrowly avoided being struck by a tree that fell on her home this morning. Around 8:15, firefighters responded to the 1300 block of Woodland Avenue Northwest. The homeowner had gotten out of bed a few minutes before the tree came down above her bedroom, doing significant damage. There were no injuries. The Red Cross is assisting. It's not clear if the home can be repaired. A proposal to have Canfield take over dispatching for Sebring is receiving pushback. Residents speaking at Tuesday's meeting asked Village Council not to approve the ordinance. Lawmakers decided to table the measure until the September 8th meeting. Residents are concerned outsourcing dispatching will lead to longer response times. Council members say they don't want to shut down the dispatch center, but acknowledge rising operating costs and staffing issues leave them with few options. Mayor David Wright and Village Manager Tim Gabrielsik will review the police department's budget next month with Acting Chief Joshua Kelm in an attempt to cut expenses. Maslin City Council has approved state funds to upgrade a section of Reservoir Park. Lawmakers accepted a $300,000 capital improvement grant. The Independent reports it will go toward restoration of the stream bank along the northern section of the waterway, which runs along a portion of Hankins Road Northeast. The grant will cover most of the project. Groundbreaking is expected by the end of the year. Roughly $53,000 for the project is coming from the Maslin Recreation Department, pending approval by the Parks and Recreation Board. Three candidates for the West Branch Board of Education will not appear on the November ballot. The Mahoning County Board of Elections decided not to certify Tanya Dean, Joseph Courtwright, and Karen Harris. Elections officials cited issues with the candidates' nominating petitions. Dean failed to submit enough valid signatures, while Courtwright didn't complete a circulator's statement. The date on Harris's petition was after signatures were collected. They cannot file as write-in candidates. Six other candidates were certified for the ballot. A whistleblower advocate alleges the federal EPA monitored East Palestine residents following the 2023 train derailment. According to the Government Accountability Project, documents obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request show a pattern of EPA personnel tracking and monitoring citizens for public relations purposes. The GAP claims while residents were experiencing health issues and organizing to address unmet needs, senior EPA officials tracked the online activities of citizens who voiced criticism of health impacts. An EPA spokesman says the documents are from 2023 during the Biden administration. They add the Trump administration plans to review decisions made after the derailment. The 7th District Court of Appeals has upheld the conviction of a man in a deadly home invasion in Struthers. Prosecutors say Brandon Crump entered a Perry Street home in March 2021, demanded money, and shot four adults before killing 4-year-old Rowan Sweeney. He was later found guilty of aggravated murder and other charges and sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole in 52 years. In his appeal, Crump argued his convictions were against the weight of the evidence, and the trial court did not consider mitigating circumstances. The appeals court rejected his arguments, but did order a partial resentencing. The case was returned to Mahoning County Common Police Court to merge Crump's conspiracy conviction with those for aggravated robbery and aggravated burglary. The resentencing will not change the length of his term. Youngstown firefighter Adaris Bellamy has been sentenced to 1 year of probation for pointing a gun at multiple people. He pleaded guilty Tuesday to a lesser charge of misdemeanor menacing. According to WFMJ-TV, Bellamy was placed on unpaid administrative leave in May by Chief Barry Finley while awaiting the outcome of his case. Police say he pointed a rifle at two Warren Township firefighters at their station April 7th and later pointed the weapon at a man and woman at a food donation box near a bus station. Two suspects are in custody in connection with a pair of carjackings in Boardman. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Three men males reportedly showed a gun in the incidents August 8th at a Dunkin' Donuts and 4 days later at a Boost Mobile store. The car from the first incident was found on West Dewey Avenue in Youngstown. The second was discovered in a Walmart parking lot. A 17-year-old was arrested in the store and charged with complicity and receiving stolen property. He was reportedly carrying a BB gun. Another 17-year-old was arrested Friday and charged with aggravated robbery. A man has been formally charged with murder in a deadly shooting at a Warren convenience store. The Trumbull County Grand Jury also indicted 23-year-old Savion Woodall of Warren on charges of attempted murder, having weapons under disability, illegal possession of a firearm in a liquor permit premises, tampering with evidence, carrying a concealed weapon, and improperly handling a firearm in a motor vehicle. His arraignment is scheduled tomorrow in Common Police Court. The charges stem from the August 3rd shooting of 31-year-old David Owens on Elm Road Northeast. A fatal chain reaction crash leads to jail time for a Cortland Portland man. A judge in Trumbull County Central District Court sentenced 19-year-old Anthony Marble Salem to 2 weeks behind bars. He pleaded guilty in May to vehicular homicide. Marble Salem also was given 2 years probation and ordered to perform 200 hours of community service. He drove through a red light on State Route 5 in Bezetta Township in October 2024 and struck a vehicle driven by 38-year-old Nicholas Stoyan of Cortland. Stoyan's car was sent into a vehicle and three additional cars were involved in the wreck. Two drivers were hospitalized. Stoyan died of his injuries. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.